The man who electrifies cars is electrifying Twitter. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. An industrial tycoon who sees few limits on free speech wants to buy Twitter, the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, and take it off the stock market. This take-it-or-leave-it offer for about $43 billion came today from Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who likes to use Twitter as a megaphone and who is already the social media and advertising company's largest shareholder. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, that's right, David. Elon Musk has already purchased about 9% of Twitter's shares. And if this deal goes forward, it would be at about a $6 billion premium above what Twitter's current market value is. One important caveat, it's not clear from Musk's regulatory filing whether he actually has the cash on hand for the purchase. The filing says the deal is conditioned upon completion of anticipated financing.
All right. Have we heard from Twitter?
Yeah, the company put out a short statement confirming that it received an unsolicited proposal from Musk and said the board will review it. Now, earlier this week, we did hear from Twitter's CEO, Parag Agrawal, warning his employees that there will be distractions ahead, his words. What he was talking about there is the fact that Musk rebuffed Twitter's offer to join its board after he became its largest shareholder. Had he joined the board, he would have been limited on how much of the company he could purchase. Now he has no such limitations, so maybe Twitter anticipated some kind of move.
Now, Musk has been critical of the way Twitter regulates content. Think there are some changes ahead if he buys?
Well, we'll see. There's not a lot of detail in the regulatory filing about his offer. We don't know if Musk would run it day to day. He said in a letter to Twitter's management that he thinks it should be a platform for free speech. But that's all we know. We don't know what that means or what kind of operational changes might come.
All right. Twitter stock up 2%. There's news that retail sales went up 0.5% in March, but the higher prices we're seeing can distort that number, so it only seems higher. Think about it. If you bought the same amount of gas in March, the higher prices meant you spent more, not that you were driving more. But we have other information suggesting that consumers remain pretty exuberant given the strong job market. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Grant Thornton.
They are, especially on services, and I think that's really important to understand. We have this pent-up demand to congregate again. We want to go to movie theaters and sporting events and travel and weddings. Weddings are supposed to hit their highest level since 1984 because so many people delayed weddings during the pandemic. And so as we see that pick up in activity, people are spending and kicking up their heels and also spending on clothing to actually go to those places. It seems they're going everywhere except back into the office. They don't want to go there.
Heaven forbid. With Howard Schultz back as Starbucks CEO, that company is looking at spending more on improving benefits and working conditions for employees. But the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Schultz may not confer expanded benefits on unionized Starbucks locations. Blame it on fuel prices that were running higher in a surging economy, and then Russia's war on Ukraine prompting sanctions on Russian oil. Amazon is imposing a fuel and inflation surcharge on some of its sellers, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The 5% surcharge will affect sellers who use Amazon's fulfillment centers to store, pack, and ship their products. Amazon says the surcharge will go into effect April 28th. Merchants who sell on Amazon were already paying increased fees. Amazon hiked fees in January, saying it was facing higher permanent operating costs. Amazon said it spent more than $15 billion to keep its workers safe during COVID, hired more than 600,000 new employees, and increased its starting wage to $18 an hour. Some Amazon sellers say they'll need to raise their prices to pay the new Amazon fees. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Let me try to pronounce this unusual word, bipartisan. Is it an archaic usage from Middle English, not used much these days, yet is this bipartisanship I see before me on Capitol Hill when it comes to retirement legislation? The House has passed the Securing a Strong Retirement Act of 2022, the Secure Act, version 2. The Senate's working on its revisions now. For many, this would mean a lot. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell tracks retirement closely. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
The first Secure Act was from 2019. We did some coverage there. Remind me?
Four key things to highlight from that. Retirees could take their required minimum distributions, RMDs, from traditional IRAs, 401ks, starting at age 72, and that's up from age 70 and a half. It increased automatic escalations and automatic enrollment of 401k contributions, allowed small businesses to band together to start multi-employer 401ks, and it made available retirement benefits to more part-time workers.
Now, the new SECURE Act that's now with the Senate, tell me about that.
There are a couple of provisions I'd like to highlight, but from a public policy perspective, David, this one is key, expanding auto enrollment and auto escalation in contributions.
So it's the default situation that you and I have talked about. You get a new job, you're automatically in if the employer has one of these plans, but you could opt out always.
Right, but very few people do. And so it would require newly established plans to automatically enroll eligible workers in the 401k or the 403b plan and starting at 3% of salary. And then the contribution amount would automatically, there's that word again, would rise by 1% each year until the employee is contributing 10% of their earnings.
So also in there is, again, changing the age that you can wait until before you have to take out your tax-protected money each year?
That's right. So your RMD, required minimum distribution, the age would go up to 75 years old. And then also, and I think this is much more important, part-time employees would have to be offered access to retirement plans after 2 years instead of three. And then workers 50 years and older, boy, they could really increase the amount that they put in annually into their retirement savings plan.
All right. Likely this will be tweaked now that it's in the Senate, but it has some pretty strong support. It's not comprehensive, though, this latest tranche of retirement reform, is it?
It isn't, David. It doesn't do anything to deal with the, you know, approximately 55 million workers who have no access to an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. But what it does do, it improves the current system if you do participate in a 401k.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, speaking from St. Paul. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
Crude oil is down 1% at $103 a barrel. The average price of gasoline retail, $4.07 a gallon. That's down nearly 6% from a month ago, according to AAA's numbers. Still, it's $5.72 a gallon in California, $6.07 on average for the cars that need premium. Now, you could move to Arkansas, where regular is $3.63 a gallon. This difference is attributed to different wholesale gas markets without much flow in between. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.